This week, the 9/11 Commission wraps up its 18-month investigation into the terrorist attacks that claimed nearly 3,000 lives in September 2001. The report is expected to recommend substantial changes in the structure of the U.S. intelligence community, including establishing an overall cabinet-level director of intelligence and restructuring the FBI to create a separate domestic intelligence agency. Loved ones of those killed in the attacks are expected to study the report closely and critically. Family groups pressed for the formation of the bipartisan commission testified in public hearings and a few times walked out in protest. NPR's Robert Smith reports from New York City on what some of the family members want to see included in the final report.
Before the 9/11 Commission even met, a group of family members calling themselves the Steering Committee came up with 25 pages of questions that they needed answered. From the financing of the hijackers, to engineering questions about the Twin Towers, to the name of the individual on the loudspeaker who told World Trade Center workers to return to their offices, they wanted detailed information. Mary Fetchett lost her son Brad in the attacks and started the group Voices of September 11th. She was one of the first people to testify in front of the 9/11 Commission, and she says the success or failure of this week's report will be judged by those details.
I think what we're going to be doing is comparing, our questions in the various areas within the FAA, NORAD, and then just looking at the report, laying one next to the other and seeing what's been addressed and what hasn't.
Commission members promise that there will be exhaustive details and answers in what is expected to be a more than 500-page report, but there will be few major surprises. And already some family members of the victims are bracing themselves to be disappointed. Beverly Eckert's husband, Sean Rooney, was killed in the World Trade Center attack, and she's been watching the hearings over the last year with increasing frustration.
It seemed often that the commissioners weren't very well prepared. They often did not ask follow-up questions. Sometimes who appeared, the panel themselves, we questioned. It's really been a disappointment in many ways.
Eckert was one of the widows who pushed for the formation of the commission, and she does give them credit for bringing some new information to light. But as someone who attended all of the hearings, she doesn't expect any revelations.
We already know that they will not be assigning accountability, that they'll be looking for 100% consensus with their recommendations. There's not going to be a minority report, so I think the report will be a compromise, and as a result, it won't be what it should have been.
The 9/11 Commission has been assuring family members that after the report is released, they will hold a briefing for them in New York City to try to answer their questions. Bill Doyle, whose son Joseph died on September 11th, says he's going to be there to hold the commission accountable for what's not in the report. But until then, he's been urging other 9/11 family groups to hold off judgment.
There's so many groups out there that want to all of a sudden come up and have rallies and everything, you know, and get ready for the report itself. And I said, how can you do this? I said, you don't know what's in the report itself. I said, let the report come out and let's see what's not in it. And then if you want to make a, you know, some kind of a fuss or whatever or complaint, that's when you do it.
But while some family members are focusing on getting answers, when Lee Ielpe gets the report, he wants to flip straight to the recommendations section. His son Jonathan was a firefighter who died in the towers, and he himself worked on the search and rescue at Ground Zero.
I do not want to go pointing fingers at this administration or past administrations. My concern is moving forward. I'm more concerned about how are we going to implement what you found for the future, because the future is more important to me now than the past.
Ielpe and many of the other family member advocacy groups say the final report of the 9/11 Commission is just the beginning of a new phase for them, making sure the recommendations of the report are translated into legislation and not forgotten. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
An NPR News special report on the 9/11 Commission's investigation will air on public radio stations around the country this week. Please check your local station's website for broadcast times, and please visit our website, npr.org, for a reading list of books and resources about 9/11, selected audio related to the 9/11 Commission, and a look at how 9/11 has changed the nation's security, emergency preparedness, and intelligence efforts.